I am your host, V, and today I am here with this very special young lady. I believe that God wanted this to happen. I'll tell you how. But I'm here with Sihle.
Hi,
how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy she came, guys, because she came from work and all the way from Johannesburg. So I'm really grateful that she's here. I came across Sihle on TikTok. I actually was explaining to her, I was asking her what made her agree to come here. And she told me her side, and then I told her my side. So I was like, Lord, I'm struggling to get a guest. Please help me for this month. I need a new guest. I don't know what to do. And then I go on TikTok. I don't even follow her. I don't know who she is, where she stays, nothing. Mm-hmm. And then literally I get on TikTok and she's the first video that is on there, and she's worshiping, and I was like, who is this girl? Who is she? And then I did my investigation skills and I start scrolling and watching videos and I'm like, Lord, is this you speaking? And then I remember I said, Lord, if this is you answering my prayer, then I know you make it work out. So I'm really happy that she is here. Today's topic is about, can God use you, right? So what does being used by God in your understanding look like, or what does that mean?
Hectic.
The first question.
Jump right
in. Oh yeah, we're jumping right in.
Just swing, find you. For me, being used by God looks like being a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Or like an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the time I view myself as just a, literally God's mouthpiece.
Mm.
That's what it is.
Mm.
Because when you're used by God, it's not necessarily that you're doing anything.
Yeah.
It's Him taking control and using you to fulfill His will and to give Him glory.
Yeah.
So it's literally just allowing yourself to be His mouthpiece. And that looks like surrender as well. That means it's like, okay, God, not me, but you.
But you.
Not easy.
It's not, because sometimes we can take over, or we want
exactly.
to take over.
Mm. Exactly. And another thing I think I've noticed is pride plays a big role once you get into a certain position, and yeah. you see it's like, oh, this is working for me, this is looking good for me, this is what God wants for me. And then it starts becoming a me thing and not a God thing,
and then that's where idolatry also falls in. We begin to idolize ourselves and our own capabilities.
Exactly.
And God is like, where am I then?
Exactly. And one of the scriptures I like, and I think it also really has helped with my, helped to keep me centered and almost realizing that it's not about me, is that 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5, I think. And it talks about how our competence doesn't come from us, it comes from God. And it's like, well,
that is humbling.
Very humbling.
Yeah.
And I remember reading it at a point in my life where I was like, yeah, I'm getting recognition on TikTok. It's looking good. And I can do this. Mm. This could be my thing. Mm-hmm. And God was like, calm down. This is my work.
It's not yours. You're so, like, you're hitting some nerves, eh? But even with me, like, you mentioned how even when you start to feel like, oh, God is, like, I'm getting recognition, you start to forget that God is the one who can make things happen and make things not happen.
Exactly.
So I also realized with my own personal stuff, like, even, it's an example, guys, we're going this way, but even when I started, like, I've been doing YouTube videos, like, vlogging my life and all of that. And I remember I've been doing it for 3 years, and then I changed my content and I deleted all the other stuff when I was, like, doing what's in the world and I wasn't obedient to God. My YouTube looked completely different. So I deleted all that stuff and started fresh, right? And this year I was like, I don't know if I should take this seriously or not, because I was doing it for myself in the beginning.
Yeah.
Should I take it seriously? Whatever. That's not important. And then I'm like, okay, Lord, I feel like you're saying that I should be taking it seriously, right? And you want me to show my life. You want me to show, like, being Christian doesn't mean that, like, you have to be so uptight. You also have a personality.
Exactly.
You have a life. Like, you live, like, being Christ, like being Christian, is not like something also you just choose on a Sunday.
Exactly.
So you
exactly.
have to apply it every single day. And what does that practically look like, right?
Yeah.
And then I started posting more. And I was like, oh, I'm getting traction. Like, my growth is like happening quickly. Because I was stuck under 100 subscribers for years.
Oh.
And then I moved from 100 to like 200 and something in literally a month. I've never seen those numbers happen in that short of, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? I did it. And that's when God was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And I've been stuck on that same place for a while. Yeah. So it's always a good reminder. Sometimes God will humble you and remind you that, no, even if you're doing whatever it is that you might be doing, it is for my glory.
Exactly.
And I'm able to make things happen. It's not you. You are just a vessel.
Exactly. And I think one thing that I've had to realize is that God does not share his glory. And so the moment you think you're trying to, or the moment you try and take his glory, he will remove you completely. Quickly.
Yeah.
He will, or it's not even remove you, he will stop doing what he's doing.
Yes.
Because he's not going to let you take credit for something you did not do.
Yeah.
And also, I think it also helps us realize that we can't take credit for God's work. We can't look at ourselves and think, "Yeah, I've got the voice, or I've got the skill, or now that people are recognizing, it must be me."
Yeah,
it's not.
Sure.
Because you started out somewhere, and it looked like. Because I also remember I started out with TikTok. It was like, I'd post and nothing would really happen. Like, it would be family and friends that would follow
support,
me.
Yeah.
And even singing at church, it was like, I sang at church. For years I'd sing at church, but it was never like a, people are, oh my word, oh my word. I don't know when and how. That's how much I know it's God. When followers just started increasing, and it's like, what? And it'd be like random videos that I'd post, and it's like, I don't really feel like posting this video, but I really liked how I sang the song. And it's like, boom, big. And I'm like, but God, like, why this one? That one that I posted and I wanted it to make
be the one that booms.
All the videos I post that don't make it as big are the ones that I want people to see, but the ones that I'm like, okay, you guys can see this. It's like God is the one is using those.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, okay, God, I see what you're trying to do. And I guess I've had to learn that the content that I post needs to go past God
first.
Anything that I do needs to go through God, because here I'm here on earth
because of him
and because he has created me to do something for him, and so that means that anything that I do, he needs to be okay with.
Sure.
He needs to be approving of.
Yeah.
And even the ways that I'm used in any capacity.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you being used by God is not necessarily just in a ministry aspect.
You are so good. That was one of my points. You are so good. Go on. Go on, I'm listening.
Because one thing I've realized is that God is not just going to put you in the church and use you there. He's not going to put you on a stage and use you there. You know, you got a job. God wants you there. You have a friendship circle. God wants you there.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many places that you'll find yourself in.
Sure.
And I think a lot of the times you need to ask yourself, God, why am I here?
Yeah.
Because there's never coincidence with God. It's never an accident. It's never, oh, by the way. Or it's never, I put myself here.
Sure.
You know, there's never a place you'll find yourself in life where God has not allowed it to happen or put you there. And I think that's where we need to realize is, okay, God, you've given me this job. Because I think for me personally, it's the work that I'm in, completely unrelated to what I've studied. But I'm put into the situation and I'm like, okay, God, why?
Sure.
What do you want me to do? Or what do you want to do through me to prepare me for what you want me to do? Because sometimes, you know, before God uses you, he has to train you.
Yeah.
And so even when you're not in a place to be used, it's to be trained to be used. So I think it all boils down to surrender. I always say, I think I've said it to my friends a lot of times, that a lot of the things that we do when it comes to God boils down to surrender. Because the only way that God can use you, or train you to use you is if you allow yourself to be used.
Used by him. Yo, you literally took my words. But I want to come or circle back to, you mentioned how your TikTok and it being used, and you also mentioned how a lot of the times we think that the only way we can be used is in ministry, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I always... Mm-hmm. You learn this about me, né? I like to make things practical for myself,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So I always say there's the, what is it, unintentional ways, or I think in everything is intentional, mm-hmm. right? But let me say the traditional ways of being used by God and the non-traditional ways mm-hmm. of being used by God in the church. I think a lot of the times in the church we struggle with, a lot of the times also when you, I mentioned this on someone else's episode, I said a lot of the times we think in the church, we can be so traditional in mm-hmm. church that we think that because you can sing, the only way God can use you is singing in the church. And some people, I shared this before, that some people, mm. the Lord wants them to make love songs that are pure, mm. right? Because there's a lot of R&B songs that are filthy out there, right? And they promote things that are not of God.
Yeah.
So there's always different ways that God can use you, and unconventional ways that in the church that we are used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say the traditional ways are like, you are an usher, you are the assistant to the pastor, you are the worship team, in the worship team, mm-hmm. you are the minister. But there's ways, the other ways that God can use you, like you're saying, now we are in a time where there's social media.
Yeah.
And you're able to reach more people than necessary, yeah. right? God can use you in your workplace. Mm. God can use you through your social media. God can use you at school,
mm.
which is how I think, let me share a personal situation. But
mm-hmm.
I've always known that I'm going to be in the creative industry. I think God had revealed that to me as a kid, like preteen. He would show me things in dreams and stuff of what he wanted. But at the time, I didn't quite understand what it was. I think I only started understanding right now when I was a bit older.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that God wanted me in the creative space, right? And then at a certain point in my life when I was not focused on God and all of these things, and I was so like I was entertaining the world.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it so bad. Like I wanted to sing and make music and what, right? But I realized that when it didn't happen, and years later, like after high school, I realized God wanted to work on me. The moment I started taking him seriously and surrendering to him and not idolizing the idea of being this person in this entertainment industry or whatever, that's when he was like, he showed me that you are not ready to go into that place. You are not ready for me to use you in the manner that I needed to use you, right? And that's when I was like, Lord, I'm not idolizing this. I want to surrender to you in whatever capacity, however you want to use me, especially in this space, do so.
Mm.
And then I remember this all happened in my gap year. I took a gap year after high school.
Yeah.
I go to university. I go to a creative institution.
Oh, okay.
And when you're in a creative institution, there's so many different characters.
Yeah.
Some you don't agree with, or a lot you don't agree with. A lot of things that you don't want to partake in, you know, and it's tough navigating all of that.
Yeah.
And still remaining firm in your faith.
Yeah.
And also not trying to hide your faith.
Yeah.
But being bold and showing people that this is who I believe in and this is what I stand for, right? Yeah. So I remember first year, I was like, let me get to know people. People knew I was Christian. Mm-hmm. They knew my values. They knew I don't do certain things. I don't say certain things. I don't think a certain way, right?
Yeah.
But I would still be in those circles. And sometimes I would also fall in the trap of entertaining certain things, right? Conversations and stuff like that. And then second year, I was like, Lord, I don't want this to happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing I could do is isolate myself. Sometimes we like to say, God is putting me in a season of isolation. Don't know. I don't like to comment on things that I haven't gotten confirmation about.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do think you can be isolated, but I don't know if it's a whole season and if God puts you in isolation. Because I do feel like sometimes isolation can be very dangerous.
Yeah. Right?
When you're alone and you're not accounting to anybody, even in the struggle, there's a lot that could go right or wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I was like putting myself in an isolation season. I'm like, I'm going to be alone until I finish this degree, and I'm going to come to school, leave,
don't speak to anyone, don't say hi, don't look in anyone's direction, like, we're going home.
We're here
for this degree.
Yeah.
And I remember God told me, I didn't say that you must be isolated. And I said, but Lord, you can see kuti ku braf here.
What's going on?
What is going on here, right?
Yeah. And then he was like, I'm putting you, I've worked in on you so hard in the past 2 years of you, it being me and you to prepare you for this moment. I know I'm going to use you into like the entertainment space.
Yeah.
But if you want a glimpse of what the entertainment space looks like wow. This is where we're going to start.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, Lord. But still, I don't know if I'm comfortable.
You know,
What about me? Like, I can't be here.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, there's something that I need to do through you here.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't go there without moving past here.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So now I'm like, people are knowing like my boundaries and I'm being more bold about God and I'm speaking more about God.
Yeah.
But also even when people used to speak to me about what's going on with them, right? Mm. I've said this before. A lot of the times as Christians, we come to people, and that's why people are like, oh, you're judgmental, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think it comes from really we're being judgmental, but I think how we go about speaking to people about certain things might not hold them properly, mm-hmm. right? So God has taught me this new approach of listening before saying anything, but also after listening, asking questions, right? Because people are smart enough to come to their own conclusions if you ask the right questions.
Yeah.
So during this time of me being in uni and in a weird space and I'm like, I don't know if I should be here and whatnot, God was using me to plant seeds in people's lives. People knew where I stood, why I believed in God and all of those things. But certain people changed certain things about their life. They might have not converted to Christ completely, but you could have helped someone be like get off the brink of depression or get off suicidal thoughts or even drinking their way to like a devastating path or smoking their way to a very bad place. Because I realized as well that there was someone that started smoking out of nowhere, and I said, first year I knew you were not smoking, you were not drinking, whatever. Now all of a sudden, so instead of saying stop doing that is evil or whatever, and to be honest, that person did, it was a drastic opposite. Like you do nothing to like now you're getting everything. Absolutely drunk all the time. You can't operate if you don't smoke. Like it was two extremes in a couple of months.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Lord, I'm not, please help me get through to this person and use me in the way you want to use me. And God led me to just speak to this person.
Yeah.
I'm like, when did you start doing this? And they're like, oh, I started whatever time. And I'm like, okay, but why did you start doing that then? And then they explain, oh, I was stressed and I've been going through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, do you think that's the best possible way to deal with whatever you're dealing with, right? And they're like, no, but... And then they start to think about what they're doing and how they were so against this thing. Now they are for it. And then they came up to their own conclusions and they stopped on their own. I didn't have to say, do this and do that. So I believe that God can use you in so many different ways. Yeah. You might not know why God put you in a certain place. God can literally put you in a place to touch one person.
Exactly.
And that's enough. Like, we don't have to think that we have to touch 10 people's lives or 50,000 people, right? God can use you for one person and you don't know what God can do in that one person's life.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've recently learned this, that sometimes God uses us just to plant a seed and then he will do the rest. Like, sometimes we don't have to be like following this person all the time and like putting God on them, like enforcing it on them, right? Sometimes you plant a seed and that's
fine.
And
you leave it be. Yeah.
God can bring another person to finish the job or another person to continue the job.